The former director of the Ghana Health Service, Professor Jemai Beduakosa, says he disagrees with people who say the autopsy report of the late president be made public. Speaking to Ibrahim Kwarteng on Behind the News, Professor Beduakosa debunked rumors that the autopsy results of the late president were tampered with.
The circumstances of Professor Mills' death certainly warrant a coroner's autopsy. I am told that he took ill in the castle, and by the time he got to 37, he died within 24 hours. That is, in this country's laws, coroner's case, in which case an autopsy must be done. I have it on my understanding is that, yes, an autopsy was done. But why would anybody expect that an autopsy report to be made public? I don't understand. The number of coroner's cases that we do every day, nobody would ask that any of those cases be made public. Why should the case of His Excellency Professor Jonathan Mills be made public? Postmortem has been done, cause of death has been established, and that, you know, as far as the coroner's case is concerned, it's just to show that death was natural and that there was no unnatural cause and that nobody tampered with life, and that is all. At the end of the day, I don't see how that advances the cause of this country in any way, shape or form.
We also have to look at the context of the argument. Some people are alleging foul play and so on and so forth. Don't you think it is their constitutional...
A pathologist who does an autopsy is mindful, in the case of a coroner, whether the death is natural or unnatural. His professionalism will be at play. If the cause of death is unnatural, he would determine it. He would then indicate that the cause of death is unnatural. It's not for anybody to impugn the unnatural death of His Excellency the President. Once an autopsy has been done, if I'm doing an autopsy, I know the telltale signs of death that is unnatural. You would find it. Once an autopsy has been done and part of death has been established, I don't see why anybody anywhere should begin to conjecture an unnaturalness. The main reason why you do a coroner's autopsy anyway is to find out whether death was natural or unnatural.
Former director of the Ghana Health Service, Professor Jemai Beduakosa. Meanwhile, Nana Tudazi has reacted to calls by a section of the public that the death of President Mills be investigated. He said such calls are unnecessary, adding that Professor Mills died a natural death. He was speaking on our news and current affairs program, Behind the News.
In Ghana particularly, nobody has ever died a natural death. So I'm not surprised at all that this call is out there. You know, we always have a reason for that death. I think that this is absolute nonsense. Professor Mills died, and I believe God called him at the most appropriate time. God knows best, and we should rest it at that. This is one opportunity for us to say thank you to our late departed president, and we can only do this by just coming together, knowing that many more visitors are coming into the country. The world, for that 1.5 hours, will be centered looking into Ghana. All the various international radio and television stations will all be looking into Ghana and seeing how we behave. So we are going to pray and ask that all Ghanaians keep to their best during the period. Even in our pain, we will restrain ourselves and be law-abiding, as the law enforcement agency said, so that we can give the man of peace a very fitting burial. He deserves it.
Member of the Funeral Planning Committee, Nana Tudazi.